الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The seventh night, alhamdulillah, and the seventh chapter completed. Sixth day, we make dua for acceptance. And I think we're fairly settled in now with the puasa, with the rosa, with the siyam, with the fasting. Now, we have a gentleman here who embraced Islam November last year, and he's here with us. We make dua for him. Allah opens his heart and his mind more, and he be an inspiration for us, because he is an inspiration for us. We make dua for you, we make dua for us. But this chapter that we completed tonight, Al-A'raf, ends with a sajda, a sujood to Allah, which is beautiful. And there are 14 such places in the Quran. If you recite them, then the sunnah is, the prophetic practice is, to go directly into prostration. And prostration is of the most beautiful actions that the servant can do for his creator, placing himself as low as can be for the exalted creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever humbles himself for Allah, Allah will elevate that person. Now, we don't have to force status, we don't have to force stature, we don't have to force position and rank. Allah will elevate and raise. Now, but this surah is called the Heights Al-A'raf, because did you know, between Jannah, paradise, and Jahannam, hell, there is a barrier, as if a wall. Allah has made it such at one particular point. And there are people, on the day of Qiyamah, when they stand in front of Allah, when their deeds are weighed, there are people whose good deeds and bad deeds will equal out. Not this way and neither the other way. They'll be placed on this wall in between Jannah and Jahannam for a time. And they will have access, they will be able to see those in Jannah, and they'll be able to see those in Jahannam. And when they look to the people of Jannah, they'll be able to call out to them. They will say, "An salamun alaykum, peace be upon you." And Allah says, "Lam yadkhuluha wa hum yatma'un." They have not entered it, but they are desirous of it. And then when their faces and their gazes are turned till qa' ashabin nar, in the direction of the people of the fire, they will say, this is a dua. Allah quotes this dua as going to happen, is going to be uttered by those people on that wall day in the akhirah. When they see the people of Jahannam, they will say, Rabbana la taj'alna ma'al qawmi al-zalimeen. Do not make us with the oppressive people. Later, they'll be allowed entry into paradise. We make dua that we are of those who are entered paradise without reckoning and without any form of punishment. Allah is all merciful, but we have to live our lives in such a way that we are in hope that we become deserving of His mercy. Ameen. But this concept of oppression, those people will say, what? Oh, our Lord, do not make us of those people who are oppressive people. Dhulm. This aspect of dhulm, when we speak of injustice and unfairness and zulm, we normally think of one individual in relation to others. It's oppressive, it's unfair, it's unjust. But Allah in this surah draws our attention to a different type of injustice, to a different type of unfairness, to a different type of zulm. You know what Allah says? There are people who make zulm against themselves. They are unfair with themselves. They are unjust with themselves. You would think this is something foreign or strange. I always want what's best for me. But what you think is best for you might not be best for you. And in so doing, you're actually wronging yourself. Think about it. Allah says, مَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah has not wronged anyone. وَلَكِنْ But there were people who أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. They used to wrong themselves. This month is a month of introspection. It takes a man to admit when he's at fault. It takes a man to admit when he's wrong. It takes a man to admit that my choices have to be realigned. I have to rethink my life and my plan of action as per my life in this world. Otherwise, I'll be wronging myself. You know why wronging myself? Because I only have one opportunity at life. And years pass by so quickly. Day the seventh night. It just began. It just started. We're settling in, Ya Rabbi. May Allah put barakah in our time so we can draw maximum benefit from this beautiful month of blessing and nur and rahmah. Nabi Adam alayhi salam is mentioned. Adam and his wife Hawa, Eve, are mentioned in this surah. And the only phrase uttered by Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, the only phrase uttered by them that we have recorded in the Quran by Allah is what? There's only one phrase we have. Whatever language they spoke then, Allah alam. But Allah presented it to us in Arabic as part of this final text. And what we have is the two of them, when they did something that they slipped on. Allah says, Azallahumma shaitan. Allah doesn't, we don't believe in the original sin, sir. We believe it was a training experience. Because when Allah addressed the angels, He told them, I am going to place a vicegerent on earth. The plan was for Adam to go to earth anyway. The plan was for Eve to go to earth anyway. Then Allah taught him the names of things. Then Allah presented him to the angels. And Allah asked the angels, do you know these things? They said, no, we don't know. Then Allah said, okay, Adam, you inform them. Then Allah instructed the angels to prostrate to Adam. Everyone prostrated except Iblis. And then Allah told Adam and Hawa alayhim salam, enter the garden, eat from wherever you want except this tree. Don't go near to it or you'll be of those who wrong themselves. There was no reference for them. There was no other man, human being. There was no tutor, role model. They had to learn. So they heard an instruction, eat from wherever. And they heard a prohibition, do not go near this. But they did not understand repercussions. They did not understand consequences of actions. And therefore, Allah allowed shaitan to do some waswasa. For waswasa lahum shaitan. So they could learn. And then Allah doesn't say they committed a sin. Or Allah doesn't say shaitan forced them into sin. Allah doesn't even say Eve forced him into sin. We don't believe in that the woman have to bear all the what labor pains because of Eve's sin. We don't believe that, sir. It was a training experience. And therefore, Allah says, Azallahuma shaitan. Literally it means Satan caused Adam and Eve to slip. And through that slip, they realize now, oh, regret. They realize now, oh, remorse. They realize now, oh, that is what it means. We hadn't to go there because look how we feel now. How do we respond? How do we regain His favor? Allah inspired them. With what? With these words we have recorded in this juziyah. Allah inspired Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam to say what? Rabbana zalamna anfusana. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ قَالَا. The two of them said this. Oh, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. They first had to acknowledge. The idea is acknowledging when I'm wrong. Acknowledging when I'm wrong. That's the first step to recovery, isn't it? For the addicts. I don't know, just here. Because now the guy lives doing wrong. You see, no, it's okay, man, I'm fine, I'm in control. You're not in control, sir, you're becoming an addict. Those who continue doing wrong and they think there's nothing about it, nothing with it, it's my life, I can do what I want and I'm still young or whatever else, they're going to wake up when it's too late. May Allah protect us and our children. Those who are haughty and think it's fine, Allah says, if they don't wake up, they're not going to enter paradise. You know what Allah says? Allah says they're not going to enter paradise. The only time they would enter paradise is if a camel is able to enter into the head of a needle. Hatta yalid al-jamal fi sam al-khayr. It won't happen. What is required? They must retract. What is required? They must acknowledge that they are wrong. And then they must plead for His forgiveness and mercy. Zalamna anfusana. We have wronged ourselves. The first step to improving is acknowledging where I've gone wrong. So now look at the gaps then and try to fill it with some good. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. And if you, Allah, do not forgive us, وَتَرْحَمْنَا. And if you do not have mercy on us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We will most definitely be of the losers. If you do not forgive us and you do not have mercy on us, we're going to be of the losers. So first, acknowledgement. Now, think about it. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's right hand man, Abu Bakr, yeah, Tabaka. As-Siddiq is called the Sahib in the Quran, the companion. He, the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, everyone in the beginning of Islam, the first year, whoever I spoke with, they would tell me, okay, give me time to think, I'll get back to you. Except Abu Bakr. He didn't say, give me time. He said, I believe, I accept. And then he went to start preaching, calling others. And so many accepted on his hands. Now, he, in the latter part of his life, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the both of them are in Medina. He comes to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teach me a dua that I can make, something for me, that I can communicate with Allah, something special. Of all the things the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have taught him to say, you know what he taught him to say? He said, say Abu Bakr, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. Oh Allah, I have wronged myself. He, when they wanted to go on an expedition to Tabuk, the Nabi said, give whatever you can. He came with everything. The Nabi knew him. The Nabi didn't ask him, how much did you bring? The Nabi asked him, what did you leave behind? Because he knew him. Yeah, after everything. You know why? Because we sometimes, shaitan, this is a trick, but there's also a trick on our nafs. Sometimes you do something good, one good thing, and you feel proud about it. That's why some scholars say, they say it's Ali who said, radiallahu anhu, one sin that humbles you is better than a good deed that makes you arrogant. Ya salam. The Nabi then after salah used to say, astaghfirullah. He then made salah. And if ever there was a perfect prayer, it would be his prayer. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But after salah, he would say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Keep humble. Introspection. Reflect. Even if I did do it, I could do it better. Even if I did do it, I could do more. Even if I did do it, I'm only doing it now. What about my past? Ya Rabbi, forgive. He says to Abu Bakr, make this special dua. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. Oh Allah, I've wronged myself. Zulman kathira. A great wrong. For Abu Bakr, did he say? فَغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِكَ وَرْحَمْنِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Grant me forgiveness from your side and have mercy on me. You are the most merciful of those who have mercy. This is a month we must subdue the nafs. Because the nafs is used to being pied. The nafs is used to compliments. The nafs is used to being what? Yeah, all the flowery things and adornments. Break it down. May Allah give us strength against our own inner selves. Naam. So we can progress. We'll progress. Look at that logic. We'll progress if we pull back. Ya salam. We're too out there all in the world. Know of everything, do of everything, taste of everything, involve in everything, experience everything. No. For Allah, if I pull back, He'll allow me to flourish and open up as I should. Naam. I end with one thing. When we see the truth, when we hear the truth, we'll be wronging ourselves if we ignore it. The truth, ahaqqu an yuttaba, is most deserving to be followed. Some profound portion recited here. Fir'aun, Pharaoh, the great character that he was, saw Musa alayhi salam throw the stick, Moses. It became a snake. He said, no, this is magic. So he called all the magicians, sent out a message to the entire kingdom. Magicians must come and what? Challenge Moses. Long story short, so Mufassirun, our scholars say there were hundreds of magicians, came from all over, and they asked Fir'aun, Inna lana la ajra, are we going to have some payment? Fir'aun said, yes, you're going to have some payment, don't worry. Just beat this man. So they're all there, and Musa and Harun on the other side. Now they speak, Mufassirun says something beautiful, that the magicians showed some etiquette with Musa alayhi salam, and therefore Allah opened their hearts. What did they say? They could have just said, Musa, throw. Or they could have just said, we're going to throw. No, they asked him, Imma an tulqiya wa imma an nakuna nahnu mulqin. Oh Musa, either you throw first or we throw. They had some etiquette with him. Anyway, Musa said, alqu, throw. They threw, saharu a'yunan nas, they bewitched the eyes of the people. Waja'u bi sihrin azim, and they came with a great magic. Allah tells Musa alayhi salam, you throw. Alqi ma fi yameenik, throw what is in your right hand. Long story short, when Musa alayhi salam threw, it became a real snake. It wasn't bewitchment of eyes. And the magicians, acknowledging what was happening, what they did, they knew each other's tricks. But this wasn't a trick, this was a real snake. They all went into sujood. أُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ قَالُوا آمَنَا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. All the magicians immediately went into prostration. They said, we believe in the Lord of Moses and Aaron, the Lord of the worlds. Immediately. Didn't wrong themselves. Didn't still dilly-dally, hesitate, think about it. The truth is the truth, and what's wrong is wrong. And they were so on the haq, even though Fir'aun threatened them to take their lives. He threatened to crucify them. You know what they said? You are only like this with us because we believe in the haq, lamma ja'atna, when it came to us. I end with this. What we need is steadfastness. What we need is to be strong against ourselves. I end with what? I end with a dua that Allah notes the magicians, the ex-magicians who now became Muslim, they made. What did they say? They just accepted Islam. They said, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. No matter what Pharaoh does, Ya Allah, you enshroud us with patience. You cover us with perseverance. And if we must die at his hand, let us take us back, draw us back to you in a state of peace, Ya Allah. Draw us back to you in a state of submission, Ya Allah. Look at that steadfastness. Look at that fairness with the self. They had possessions. They forgot all that he promised of payment or whatever else. No, no, the haq is the haq. May Allah make us strong in the truth. May Allah make us people of the truth. May Allah make us proponents of the truth. May Allah make the truth be seen and prevail in the world. And may Allah make falsehood be shown for what it is, the ugly face that it has, Ya Rab. May Allah make the time ahead be a time of good news and glad tidings for the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we have to turn to iman. Wa antumul a'launa in kuntum mu'minin. You will be on top. You will surpass all. You will be successful if you are true believers. True believers. True. May Allah make us true believers. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. There's a special dua. We've been asked to make dua for Haji Ahmed Kamal's sister, Ti Khadija, who passed away last week. Ti Khadija Kalam. May Allah increase the nur in the qabr. Grant a high place in Jannah and all of these as well. Resurrect her and us all under the flag of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma ighfir laha warhamha wa sakkinha fil jannah. Allahumma ij'al qabraha rawdatan min riyadil jannah. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma wa hayyi lana min amrina rashada. Wa sallallahu wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa salamun ala al mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.